This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, Apple wants to help step into America's emergency response infrastructure. So, Apple is starting to get involved with our 911 calls. It's announced its upcoming iOS 12 operating system that will let U.S. iPhone users automatically share their location with the emergency services during 911 calls. Now, according to Fortune magazine, they say cell phone calls to 911 can be catastrophically bad. There's been outages, difficulty tracing 911 calls. See, landlines, they could trace it. Cell phones, it's been harder. They say the 50-year-old 911 dispatch system is creaking under the weight of a mobile-first world. They say delays in dispatching first responders have potentially catastrophic results. So Apple, the tech giant, is going to partner with a startup called Rapid SOS to make it so iPhone users' locations will automatically be sent to 911 call centers. So, the 911 system was built before cell phones, obviously. It came out in the 70s. And it was designed for landlines. But now 80% of 911 calls come from a cell phone. Now, mobile devices are able to ping and let their location be transmitted and found. But 911 dispatchers can't necessarily get that. They have to extrapolate the caller's location from the mobile tower transmitting the call. That's time-consuming and many times inaccurate. They say some emergency services have been dispatched more than a mile away from 911 callers' locations. And, you know, I know a lot of you are like, okay, well, wait a second. Well, you call 911, and you tell them, well, there's a fire, you tell them this, and you... See, I have never been in a situation where I couldn't say my address, but I could totally see that situation. There's a shooter. You're trying to hide and be quiet. So you dial 911, and then you put it in your pocket. One of my buddies was working on a code, and it was in a movie theater, and it was so loud that he couldn't talk to the 911 dispatcher. So what he did is he called, and then he put it in his pocket, hoping that they could hear what's going on and send somebody. And God bless people who work, you know, for 911, these dispatchers, because that's got to be hard. You know, people butt dial all the time. People crank call, but then you have other people that are so scared that they'll dial it, they can't talk, and they hope that somebody is there on the other line listening and savvy enough to send somebody. So this Rapid SOS was founded by three former leaders at the FTC, the Federal Communications Commission, to solve the problem. The technology is available at no charge to 911 call centers. It sends location data directly to call center systems. Apple is expected to push the software to all iPhones with an iOS update later this year, which is cool. So you know how we got these updates? Yeah. Google has also looked at embedding similar technology in its Android phones. Now, they say previous attempts to build emergency location services into mobile devices has met resistance. There's been concern over privacy and apparently some manufacturers have been caught illegally tracking our locations. Security breaches have exposed user information. But they say the data Rapid SOS transmits goes through a clearinghouse and is only available to 911 operators. It's transmitted separately from data that would be sent by a cell phone carrier, and it can't be used for any non-emergency purposes. So at present, Rapid SOS technology is available at less than half a 911 call centers in less than half of these call centers in the U.S. So, yes, there are privacy issues. Absolutely. Privacy concerns. If you're trying to hide from somebody and your data, your cell phone, depending on the pings or depending on its use, is being transmitted to a place such that when you call, they know exactly where you are. I see how that data could be hacked into, and I could see why that'd be a concern for, you know, people that want to be hidden. I don't want to be hidden. You guys know where I am all the time. I tag myself, and I tag my location, right? And I check in all the time on Facebook. So you guys know exactly where I am. Even when I'm in the bathroom, you guys know. There's no surprise there, so I don't care. And I've always been, do you guys ever think through scenarios when you get out of movies of what you would do and how you would be a hero? I do that all the time. I'll come out of a movie and I'll be like, okay, so what happens if, you know, there's a Terminator robot and everybody's running scared and I think the Terminator robot is sexy, so I will come up to him. And he won't kill me because I'm sexy. And then, you know, I'll start making out with him. And then I'll get a hold of the gun. I'll secretly dial 911. So the cops are coming. I'll get a hold of the gun. I'll hold the gun on the Terminator. All right? He'll be like, oh, but I thought you loved me, Dr. Dahlia. And all of a sudden the police come and I'm a hero. Do you guys ever do that? Nobody admits to that. I also pretend I get an Oscar, you know. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Steven Spielberg, for believing in me and, you know, giving me this opportunity to act with Michael Fassbender. And, you know, Michael Fassbender, if I had to do a love scene with anybody, it would be you. You know, I mean, I do. I recreate these scenes in my mind of how it would be. But going back to 911, yeah, calling 911 would be an issue. The other thing I like about these 911 calls and your privacy, unfortunately, not being at the forefront of everyone's concern, but your location being that, is how many kids have saved their parents because they were able to call 911. I taught my kids very early on how to call 911. Now, they didn't know the address. All right, so I'm at, I don't know the address. I'm at mommy's house. And I was like, oh, I hope to God they would know, you know, and then I taught the older kid, go to the landline in case you guys don't know the address. Or we usually use our mailing address. So I could see them go, yeah, our address is P.O. Box 527. You're like, no, don't be giving them the P.O. Box. I'm going to die. God forbid. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So a Northern California emergency room doctor has been suspended because apparently she was caught on a cell phone mocking, ridiculing, and cursing a patient who apparently came to her Silicon Valley hospital after suffering a severe anxiety attack on, I believe, the basketball court. Excuse me. Of course, something that would make me, unfortunately, think of something that could have to do with a heart condition. So I'm not sure if he was screened for heart disease. I'm hoping he was. But in the video, Dr. Beth Keekstra of El Camino Hospital, Los Gatos, is seen doubting Mr. Samuel Bardwell's account of what happened to him. About what happened to him. She said, "You are the least sick of all people who are here, who are dying. So you put your head up. Don't try to tell me you can't move. Come on, sit up." She tries to force Bardwell to sit up by pulling at his arm, even though he clearly tells her that he is unable to. Then she goes, "You want us to wheel you to your house in a gurney?" Bardwell was hospitalized Monday after experiencing an anxiety attack after basketball practice. His father, Donald, and Samuel said Samuel has a history of anxiety attacks, for which he takes Clonopin. Now, Clonopin can treat seizures, panic disorders, anxiety, and he had not been taking the sedative leading up to the Monday attack. He said she never came in and introduced herself. She never said her name. She never asked for his name. She never really examined him. Keekstra even accused Donald of his son and his son for coming in for drugs. And we're going to talk about this in a second here. She said, "I know why you people are here. You people don't come here for drugs. Yo, you people who come here for drugs, what do you mean you people?" Donald said. She was rambling on so angrily, that's why I pulled out my phone. El Camino Hospital released a statement saying Keekstra has been, quote, removed from the work schedule pending further investigation. They say this week, a patient who visited the emergency department at our Los Gatos campus had an interaction with a physician whose demeanor was unprofessional and not the standard we require of all who provide care through El Camino Hospital. We have expressed our sincere apologies and are working directly with the patient on this matter. Now, of course, many people are concerned about racism. Did she treat him this way because it was black? And so there's video circulating, and as a former ER doc or person who worked in the ER and former physician who had people come in and, shall we say, take advantage of the system, the one thing we learn as a physician is every single person that walks in can be sick. And just because you had somebody fake minutes before doesn't mean the person in front of you was a faker. I've told you guys many times that case where a bunch of doctors didn't want to see this one patient who had fractured his ribs and said he was just there. He was a drug seeker. So I go in and I go through the same checklist that I go with every other patient. I go, "Look, I want to make sure you aren't having a pneumonia. You know, you're having this much pain." And, you know, he actually was really obliging. And he was like, "Look, you know, I don't want pain medicines, but I'm in a lot of pain and I need them." And so when we examined him and did an X-ray, it found out that he ended up bleeding into his lung cavity for 3 weeks. So rare, but nobody caught it because they had assumed he was a drug seeker. So to me, I learned very early on, and that was day one after graduating residency, I learned very early on that every single person could have pathology. So somebody suffering from an attack or paralysis, even if it's psychogenic, you still treat them as if you would treat any other patient. Now, that being said, I watched the video of this doctor, and she has burnout written all over her. And I don't want to diagnose that, obviously, over, you know, a clipping of a video. But what this is a symptom of a bigger disease that's going on. And so what we're seeing here is this is a doctor who obviously has had her time in the past, not currently with this patient, but in the time in the past wasted by people who were taking advantage just wanting medications, probably narcotics. We have a lot of people coming into the ER because that's the quickest place to get a narcotic and the most successful place to get one. It's starting to change, but ER docs are so busy having so many people with major pathology, they are so distracted with people that are dying that if you come in going, "Yeah, I just need pain medicine, I just need this, I'm fine, I'll get out of here," you used to get it. And so what I saw right off the bat, and this isn't in defense of her, this is looking at the growing problem, is this looks like this is an ER doc who has time and time again been taken away from patients who were life or death for other people just wanting something. But what was so stupid and what was her mistake is she didn't ask what he wanted. What he wanted was treatment for his anxiety. Now, true, many times that treatment is a benzodiazepine. And you could actually seize and die if you are addicted to benzodiazepines or take them regularly and not get it. So him asking for that, you know, doesn't mean he's quote-unquote a drug seeker. That's a medication he's on. But she looks like she was burned out and at her wit's end. And ER docs yelling at patients is nothing new. That happens a lot. I can't tell you how many of my patients said they don't like to go to the ER because they're mean to them. Now, you're not supposed to be mean. But when you're triaging and, you know, you're busy, et cetera, many times an ER doc will not show the same humanism that a family doc or an internist or a psychiatrist or a pediatrician would. You know, I teach medical students to sit down when you get a history and shake hands and all that. But when I was an ER doc, oh, my gosh. I mean, when I was busy, I would walk in with seven other people's charts. And I would tell them, look, I'm sorry you had to wait. I don't want you to wait. Just to let you know, I got a gunshot wound back there that I'm dealing with. What are you here for? What can I help you with? Did I shake the hand? Did I sit down? Did I know? Because this is, we're in the trenches here. Not that I would ever compare the work I would do to, you know, God bless our military. But when you're dealing with people that are severe, you know, people with severe issues, now you have people coming in, not so severe. I don't want to make them feel guilty, but I want them to realize why their wait is longer and why I may not be there holding their hand. And many of them understood. You know, unfortunately, this one lady who understood, she had a bladder infection. She said, that's all I had. I didn't even have to get her undressed. Just had her check her urine, et cetera. But that was the one who ended up having nausea. So I decided to check her heart. She ended up having had a heart attack the night before. So again, I learned very easy early on that just because somebody isn't bleeding out doesn't mean they don't have a serious medical condition. But did I not smile? Did I cuss? I didn't cuss at people, but did I cuss? You know, are you kidding me? Oh, man. You know, that sucks. I mean, I cussed with them, but the humanism starts to leave when you have a very, very busy, very deadly ER. And so you have to be smart enough and kind enough and compassionate enough to not extend any of your frustration to the patients. But I got to tell you, ER docs, they're not the only ones being rude to patients. I'm hearing about this in regular medical clinics. Doctors will come in for only 2 seconds. Doctors will say, what do you want? Why do you keep coming here? Don't come here. I've heard medical providers, you know what? I've even had to tell some patients that this probably isn't the place for you. You know, if you just want these medications, if you don't want my diagnosis, if you don't want my evaluation of you, this probably isn't the place. You know, somebody, wanted, called at 5:05. So they couldn't come in, obviously. And they were hoping I would just call for free a medication. And I'm like, oh, no, we're open tomorrow at 8. No, I can't come in tomorrow. I go, well, then you need a place that's open at night to evaluate you. Probably not here. And again, I said it as nice as I could. But the relationship between doctors and patients are changing and drastically changing. This whole customer is right and, you know, customer service. We're teaching medical students to have impeccable customer service. But once you're out there a few years, you get hardened. You know, and I see this woman. It's no excuse. She thinks he's faking. And so she's trying to call him on it, and this was one that probably wasn't faking. And she got caught on tape. And yes, we deal with a lot of fakers. That doesn't mean the next patient who you see 2 seconds later is going to be a faker. You know? And so it's a shame. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
Earlier today, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen addressed the National Sheriff's Association. She discussed what's going on between parents and their children being separated at the border.
To address these issues, we've asked Congress to change the law to allow for the expeditious return of unaccompanied alien children, regardless of their country of origin. We are also asking Congress to allow us to keep families together while they are detained. These fixes would go a long way toward discouraging families from sending children on the harrowing journey to the U.S.
President Trump also delivered the keynote address at the National Space Council meeting.
We'll take that frontier, which is largely unknown by man or woman, and you will learn everything there is to know about it. And what you're doing is so important. Remember, economically, militarily, scientifically, there's no place like space.
This is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus get up to three free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, people in Virginia are kind of scared. Apparently, residents are being warned to be on the lookout after an invasive plant was found on Tuesday in the northern part of the state that can cause third-degree burns and even permanent blindness. The Massey Herbarium at Virginia Tech sent in a Facebook post that 30 giant hogweed plants were discovered in Clark County between Winchester and Leesburg. Now, that's not Clark County, Nevada. This is in Virginia. And the plant contains a very toxic sap that, when combined with sun exposure, can cause severe health hazards. They say, in brief, the sap prevents your skin from protecting itself against sunlight. That leads to a very bad sunburn. So it causes a phototoxic reaction. That's according to a New York Department of Environmental Conservation. Heat and moisture, sweat, or dew can worsen the skin reaction. Oh, there they call it, a phototoxic reaction. See, I know my phototoxicity. Thank you. The phototoxic reaction can begin as soon as 15 minutes after contact, with sensitivity peak between 30 minutes and 2 hours after contact. The sap can cause painful blisters that could form and become dark and pigmented, and scars could last up to 6 years. According to the NYDEC, and if that sap splashes and gets into your eye, it could lead to blindness. Environment officials in Virginia said that while there has just been one confirmed case in Clark County, they are warning residents in other parts of the state to stay alert for potential sightings. There have been reports from VDOT of sightings of giant hogweed in the Staunton area and Middlesex County. Strong possibility that it could find its way to other coastal Virginia. So not only is it a threat to humans, but giant hogweed can also impact the environment. This plant could grow up to 14 feet. It could create a lot of shade, inhibit the growth of other native species. So you see, they really want to plow these suckers. The plants have hollow stems that are generally 2 to 4 inches in diameter with dark purple and red raised spots like bristle hairs. I'm looking at a giant hogweed that is taller than a man looking at it. So, if you want to remove the plant, do not use a weed whacker because the sap can splatter into your eyes and spread. Eradication should be done by physical removal or by using herbicides like glyphosate or triclopyr. So, these hogweed seeds could remain viable in the soil for 15 years, so long-term monitoring is important. That's some scary stuff. These are, I'm not a big fan of, you know, plants that, you know, scare the hell out of us. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. More fast food workers have been diagnosed with hepatitis A. Health officials in West Virginia, now we're a little more west, say two, yeah, see, I know my geography, says two more food service workers have been diagnosed with hepatitis A. One of the workers contracted this highly contagious disease while working at Taco Bell in Hurricane West Virginia. The other worked at Pizza Hut in Charleston. And the customers who dined at the establishments between May 19th and June 12th, so we're looking at this Pizza Hut and Taco Bell in West Virginia, have been recommended to monitor the symptoms for the virus. We've talked about hepatitis A. It is transmitted by fecal-oral route. Fecal-oral route, meaning somebody didn't wash their hands. And then you consume into your GI system somebody's feces-contaminated food. The team member in question is on leave and will not return to work until cleared by medical professionals. All team members currently working at this restaurant have been vaccinated, and the restaurant was thoroughly sanitized. Additionally, all team members have been offered additional training on illness policy and procedures, ensuring the health and well-being of our team members and our customers is our highest priority. Recently, the state has been hit with dozens of hepatitis A cases. It's a disease that will affect the liver. If you ingest it, there is immunoglobulin. We also have vaccines to help protect you. So that may be something that you want to consider. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, we've been told that the economy has been doing pretty well, and U.S. retail sales has posted the biggest gain in 6 months. In addition, more people are going out to eat. They say, according to Reuters, U.S. retail sales increased more than expected in May as consumers bought motor vehicle and a range of other goods, even as they paid more for gasoline. This is the latest indication of an acceleration in economic growth in the second quarter. The Commerce Department said on Thursday retail sales jumped 0.8% last month. This is the biggest advance since November 2017. And, of course, my computer just went out. And they say data for April was revised to show sales rising 0.4%. It was originally reported as 0.2, but they re-looked at it and goes, oh, it looks like it's 0.4. Economists polled by Reuters had forecast retail sales rising 0.4% in May, and retail sales in May increased 5.9% from a year ago. So we've seen people going into stores. When we're talking retail, we're not talking online. We're talking about people going into stores. Now, maybe it's because they have air conditioning. That could be another thing. You know? But we need to look at that. Summer versus winter. Do we have more people want to go into other people's establishments so they don't have to have as high an air conditioning bill or heating bill? Use other people's air conditioning? That'd be interesting. You know, I love walking around Sam's. I don't have a Costco card. I'm going to get a Costco card. But I love walking around Sam's Club because they have little free snacks. And so you could actually spend an afternoon at Sam's Club in air conditioning and getting some free snacks and drinks. You get thirsty, and then you go and you find somebody that's giving juice. And then if your kids are like, well, I don't want it, you tell your kids, get it anyway, so then you can eat it. So the Federal Reserve did raise interest rates on Wednesday for the second time this year. The U.S. Central Bank forecast two more rate hikes in 2018. The Fed said economic activity has been rising at a solid rate. Growth of household spending has picked up. So a few things going on. We have auto sales going on, receipts at service stations surging, even though gas has gone up. True, we had Memorial Day weekend, so people are traveling, so maybe that's why too. You know, but online retail sales obviously going up as well. But people are going into stores. So what's going on? Am I being proven wrong that it's all going to be about internet sales and people aren't going to walk into places? Well, like I said before, I think there's a lot of advantages to walking into an air-conditioned place. I think some people, when they're bored, okay, they'll go shopping. There will always be a need for retail stores. But these big retailers may not want to pay for the air conditioning. They might want to not want to pay for the real estate. They may not want to pay for all the employees. So I think we're in a great surge, and I do credit Trump and a lot of his economic policies for this. Well done. I'm still afraid that in the next 10 years we're going to see a real, real bad slump. And I think the employee demands and the employee cost is going to be one of the biggest hindrances, and the real estate cost. In terms of people wanting to go out and go out to eat, and shop, I think one reason for going out to eat is a lot of people are finding that groceries are expensive. Every time we go and buy groceries, we spend more than what we would have spent at a restaurant. And we're trying to eat fresh, and we're trying to eat healthy, and we try to eat leftovers, etc. But it's expensive. We leave grocery stores spending a couple hundred dollars. Well, it's cheaper many times to go out to eat. And so I think restaurants are still going to be very, very popular because of pricing. And once we figure out how to make groceries cheaper and how to allow us to spend less time to, you know, one of the reasons why we see all these outbreaks, these food outbreaks, with cut melons and pre-packaged vegetables is because people are going for time, you know, less time to cook. We're going for shortcuts. Like my lunch today is a bunch of little carrot sticks and celery sticks, but they're pre-cut in a package. I didn't have to cut them myself this morning. I didn't have time. I was late for work, so I was able to grab these pre-cut vegetables for my lunch. So we're busy people. I'm 1-877 Doc Valley.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how
someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Business Insider reports that millennials are on track to have worse health in middle age than their parents, according to a new report, which means you and I, who are older than millennials, may have to support them. They say, this is according to a new report from the Health Foundation, which found that millennials may have a higher risk of developing cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. Now, they already have it tough. Apparently, their wages are stagnating, they say. Many of them do not own their own home. People claim that millennials are entitled and lazy. I disagree. I think the millennials are a different generation that have different strengths. And we can't compare millennials to what we had to do growing up, because we had much different forces upon us and obstacles. But according to them, that could be a part of it. They also say they are likely to suffer from chronic loneliness than other generations. So according to a new report by the Health Foundation think tank, millennials may be the first generation to suffer from poorer health than the parents. As you know, we've all done healthier than our great-grandparents to the grandparents to the parents to us. Well, will millennials do worse? Is it the obesity? Is it their relationships? Is it the STDs? Is it the sitting on the computer for hours? They think employment trouble, relationships, housing that are currently affecting them will lead to higher risk of developing diseases like cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. And by middle age, they say the trend is linked to long-term stress, anxiety, depression, lower quality of life. They also found that millennials are the first generation to earn less money than their parents did at their age. They say young people today are facing pressures that are very different to those of previous generations. Millennials are under psychological stress from insecure working hours, zero-hour contracts, underemployment, the gig economy. Meaning, all right, you'll get to sing, Dahlia. It's, you got this gig in 2 Saturdays. When you get a gig, that's the gig you'll get. As well as the impact of social media. This adds pressure because digital friendships and relationships have to be upheld, as well as real-life connections. So basically, this was a survey. And even though I'm not really hip on surveys as medical science, it is interesting. This one, they looked at 2,000 people between the ages of 22 and 26. Just 31% said they had strong relationships and support networks growing up. 46% they had enough financial and family support. 49% they had emotional support from family. While 80% said they felt under pressure to behave a certain way because of social media. Now, another study earlier this year from King's College London found that, quote, lonely millennials have twice the risk of developing mental health problems like depression and anxiety compared to those who are connected to others. The Office of National Statistics also found that millennials are more likely to suffer from chronic loneliness than other age groups. So let's stop for a second. Okay, let's look at some of the differences. One major difference I see, okay, one major difference is many millennials have two separate households that they are a part of, their mom's house and their dad's house. For some, that could be a huge benefit. For others, I wonder if it can hurt. When your father remarries and has a new wife and their children, and they have to shower affection onto that family, you get less. You know, a lot of us, I mean, that happened with me. I strove for my parents' acceptance and to prove to them that I could do it, that I could be a doctor. Because they said I couldn't. You're too stupid. You're too stupid. My mom thought I was, you know, going to vomit at the sight of blood. I go, I like blood. I like this kind of stuff. What are you talking about? You know, and they were trying to talk me out of it. And I kept trying to prove to them. And it's because I thought their only focus was to see me fail. If they had been divorced, they did later get divorced, but they still lived together. But if they had gotten divorced and their attentions were on other families, I might not have had to prove myself to them. So who cares? Who cares what they think? They don't care anyway. So, though a little misguided, maybe the fact that they were together and on my case all the time is maybe why I succeeded, wanting to prove them wrong. I don't know. You know, many of us do vie for our parents' and our brothers' and sisters' attention. The family unit is different now. We have a lot of satellite families. Some of us have bigger families. Having stepbrothers and stepsisters and all sorts of stuff, that is, I that could be really, really cool. Especially if you don't like your family, you might like your distant family. But then on the other hand, being thrown into the mix with other people that aren't your kin, that are kin because of a new marriage, that could be tough. And so maybe the millennial generation is so used to, you know, being a part of another person's family. You know, that's another thing, too. You go to your mom's house. Let's say your mom is remarried. You go to your mom's house. And that's not your house. Okay, this is your mama. This is supposed to be your nest. And there's another man in that house. There's other siblings now in your old room. It doesn't even feel like your home. That changes you. That changes a kid, I think. You know? So, I don't know. And I think a lot of millennials may feel like they can't compete. That you're not going to win. You can't win. That's another idea or philosophy that a lot of young people have today, that they didn't. I can't tell you how many times I hear, I'm not going to get a scholarship. I'm white. Or I'm a male. I'm not going to get a scholarship. And I'm like, what are you talking about? All of you guys can get scholarships. All you girls can. No. You have to be a minority. You're not going to get it. And so you hear this. And you're like, no. You're going to we're not going to succeed because they're only going to admit you to Harvard if you're this. You're only going to get it. And I'm like, where are you guys getting this? But that's what some people think. Whether it's true or not, this is how some people feel. I'm not going to get the job because I'm not a woman. I'm not going to get the job because I don't speak Spanish. I'm not going to get the job because I'm not this. And you're like, well, wait a second here. You know, you're not damned if you do before you start. Now, unfortunately, a lot of races and a lot of ethnicities and a lot of genders have dealt with that for decades. And it's hard to feel that way. And that's how many people have been feeling, you know, for centuries, unfortunately. But I think it's more pervasive now. And the competition is crazy. There was one Latina nurse that I met. And I was talking to her about jobs. And I go, oh, you're going to be picked up in a second. You know, you're bilingual. And she's like, oh, no. The competition's fierce. I used to stand out. I don't anymore. There's so many women like me out there. And I'm like, really? You're a nurse. We need nurses. You speak Spanish. You're bilingual. You should be able to get a job. She was a millennial. She was 28, something like that. I go, oh, my gosh, you are going to get picked up like that. No, there's too many of us now. Speaking Spanish, you used to stand out. Being a female, you used to stand out. No, you don't stand out anymore. There's so many of us. So maybe, you know, when we kind of look at things, and I know that here they're talking about our health, and we could talk about obesity and being on the internet and the computer and dating and all that, and we've talked about that. But what we don't talk about, because again, it's not the most politically correct topic, is are people feeling that they're not going to, you know, get their piece of the pie because there's too many of them and there's no way they could stand out? It's an interesting psychological concept that some people have. 1-877-DR-ALEX.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.